all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Veterans in the Wild podcast. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate your continued support. As always, if you enjoy what you're listening to, if you're getting something valuable out of this, we do ask you like the show, you share the show with like-minded friends, particularly veterans who may benefit from it as well. Reviews certainly help us. 5-star ratings definitely help us grow the show and reach new audiences. And those are always beneficial for us. So if you're getting something out of it, what we ask in return is simply just liking and helping the show to grow. We appreciate that. And let's get into another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 23. And this is going to be the I Screwed Up episode. We are uploading today on a Wednesday afternoon. And normally I upload the episodes on Tuesday morning. I knew I owed an episode on Tuesday. I thought about it on Monday and I just got too busy. And the only thing to really do is just call myself out here and realize I screwed this one up. I realized it was kind of ironic, though, that we're doing season two here on leadership. And what a great segue to another episode topic on a couple of leadership traits where when you screw up, a lot of it is important as a leader to call yourself out, to realize that you're going to make the mistakes. And sometimes the easiest, well, usually the only correct path, maybe the only correct path, is to admit your mistakes and move forward smartly. So yeah, in the big scheme of things, does it really matter if this goes up a day late? Not really. Does it bother me as a veteran? Probably, since we're so used to all the, you know, things must happen on the date and on the time exactly as they're supposed to. Very regimented lifestyle, of course. But in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't matter, but it's probably bugging me more than anyone. But it got me thinking on some leadership traits that we're going to go over today on proper leadership and probably how this applies to uploading an episode a day late. So the first leadership trait is ownership. No one would have probably noticed if I missed this upload. I could have just skipped until next week and said I was busy, or probably no one really even looks at the dates. The only one who really would have noticed was myself. But I've been priding myself on having an episode every week, and instead of trying to hide this mistake, I just said, hey, I screwed up. We're uploading on Wednesday, and I own this mistake. And there's no, I don't have an excuse either. The platform I work with to upload the podcast wasn't down. There was no national emergency yesterday. I had no personal emergency. And I can't give you a story of my woes. I own the mistake. And that's a trait that applies to a lot of leadership, is when you screw up, you have to own it. You can't pass the buck. And just like I believe it was President Truman had on his desk, he says, the buck stops here. He knew that so many decisions, especially coming out of World War II, he was the ultimate authority. Not only the authority, but he was also the ultimate responsibility. He was leading the country out of that difficult time. And he had a lot of weight on his shoulders. He had a lot of people to answer to. He had the old country to answer to. So that was a good reminder to himself that ultimately he was the last, you know, maybe the last house on the block, or, you know, the final ultimate responsibility, and it was down to him. A second leadership trait is definitely humility, or being humble. I definitely didn't really want to come on here and admit that I screwed up, or I forgot to upload them. I guess that's more humility. I didn't forget to upload an episode yesterday. I didn't get to it. But I didn't want to come on here and admit that to anybody. But I'm much happier getting it fixed today on Wednesday than waiting until next Tuesday and trying to skirt around the issue or avoiding it entirely, knowing for the rest of my life that, hey, I should have not hid that issue. Humility also makes leaders much more relatable. everyone's going to make mistakes. And I think it shows your human side. Yes, leaders are often put into positions of authority where they can tell people what to do, or and they can sort of elevate themselves if the power gets to them, and sort of elevate themselves over the people they are leading. But having that humility and keeping themselves grounded and realizing that they're just the same as the other people, they put their pants on the same way, keeps them much more relatable to the people that they're working with, the people that they're leading and also serving as well. So humility being very important, particularly for a third reason, because no leader can really know all the knowledge, can know everything going on, can know how to handle every situation. You certainly have to learn from others, as is evidenced in the military. You have E1s, E2s, E3s training O4s. You have chiefs training brand new seamen. You have master sergeants training, you know, all up and down the chain of command. And finally, when you are humble, you get the benefit of not only diversity, you avoid groupthink or herd mentality, and you also benefit from the experience that a lot of people bring to the table. You can't just move forward with one man's opinion, one woman's opinion, moving forward with just what the leader or the manager says. Ultimately, you can do that, and an organization is not going to be very successful long term. You're not going to get all the benefits of everyone on that team, and it's just not a successful way to lead an organization. The third leadership principle I thought of today was consistency. As I talked about, I always upload my episodes on Tuesday mornings. Sort of broke that rule this week. But the great benefit of consistency is that everyone knows the expectations. The listeners of this podcast know Tuesday mornings normally the episodes come out. So this week was definitely an asterisk week. But back to a leadership perspective, having consistency in how you handle personnel issues, having consistency in how you handle routine operations, it helps not showing favoritism. It helps the whole organization to have consistent expectations. And having those that consistency, people sort of understand what to expect. There's no surprise elements. There's no challenges or headaches from we don't know what's going on. There's always the ambiguity. Everything's vague. And then it leads to a lot of frustration because no one knows what to expect. So those were three quick leadership lessons I realized this week simply from missing my upload day. Tuesday mornings, the episode goes up, and here I am Wednesday recording the show. So ownership, admitting your mistakes, realizing that you're fully responsible for the organizations you lead. Number two being humility, admitting your mistakes, realizing that you don't know it all and you can't know it all and you need the people you're leading. And number three, consistency, having the discipline, handling situations, the same situation, the same way every time. Those are really good, solid leadership traits, and I'd love your feedback. And I will see you next Tuesday, not next Wednesday. Hope you have a great week. Please share this episode if you enjoyed it, and take care.